It's Wednesday, and it's time to talk live music opportunities. To help me do that in his studio, the Harold and Blanchcock News Studio, is Timothy Dennis. Timothy, how are you?
I am wonderful, Kyle. How are you?
Fine. Let's talk music.
Okay. So starting tomorrow, Hillbilly is taking place throughout the weekend.
The annual
at the Farm in Eureka Springs. This year's festival includes the Wood Brothers, Railroad Earth, the Sam Bush Band,
ooh,
Trampled by Turtles, Split Lip Rayfield, Arkansas, and too many people to name. A lot of really good regional and touring acts.
This is 4 days, right?
4 days, Thursday through Sunday. Tickets range from $60 for the one-day Sunday-only pass all the way up to $180 for the four-day pass.
Which is not too bad, actually. Not too bad at all.
Considering the lineup, yeah, it's a really good deal. Again, that's all weekend at the Farm in Eureka Springs. Let's move on to Friday. Stage 18 is going to have a folk show featuring Jamie Lou Connolly and then Dave Dersham.
His toes and his clothes are long. They got their own thread. They got their own particular song. Well, he's quite an athlete despite the expanse of his feet.
He is a contemporary folk artist from Western Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a good show. That has an $8 cover and will run from about 8 to 11 p.m. again at Stage 18 in Fayetteville. Also happening in Fayetteville Friday night, Amy Helm returns to Georgia's.
That'll be a good show.
She's got a new album out, and she's actually got a really good cover of the Milk Carton Kids, Michigan, on there.
Check it out after we get out of here.
It's really good. That Amy Helm show at Georgia's will cost you $20 in advance, $25 the day of. And it's expected to last from about 8 to 11:30 p.m.
All right.
Still in Fayetteville Friday night, guy by the name of Mark Gibson will be at Dixon Street Pub.
From your sad and lonely life, the things we do in the name of pride, and I said, I won't you bet.
He's originally a Tulsan, but now he's from the Cincinnati area. He plays kind of a soul, blues, rock, singer-songwritery mix there.
And that'll be the Dixon Street Pub. Those are generally free shows.
And from what I can tell, that is the case this time as well.
Right.
Should be from about 8:30 to 11:30 p.m. Friday night. Still in Fayetteville Friday night, Smoke and Barrel Tavern is going to have a rock and roll show. Lee Baines III and the Glory Fires are in Birmingham, Alabama rock band. And
I love the name Glory Fires.
They are definitely your typical Southern rock band. That show at Smoke and Barrel has a $7 cover, and it's from about 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. is what they're expecting. Moving up the road to Springdale, the Vine Brothers will be at Black Apple Crossing.
They sounded so good with Antoinette and the Furman Garner Performance Studio last week.
The Vine Brothers never disappoint.
That's true. That's true.
And that show, as far as I can tell, is a free show in Springdale from 8 to 10 p.m.
Black Apple Crossing, and they've got, I don't know if you can still call it the new expanded space, but
I mean, it's within 6 months,
yeah,
I would say. So,
and so a lot more folks can get in there.
Yeah, and it's just a really good atmosphere. Moving on to Saturday, Backspace in Fayetteville is going to have a doom sludge metal show featuring Bones of the Earth, Groaners, and Dead Bird. Dead Bird, they dubbed themselves heavy blues black punk metal, which I feel is pretty appropriate.
All right.
If you listen to their music. That show has a $5 cover at the door. Doors are at 9. Show'll start sometime after that. Again, a Backspace in Fayetteville. Still in Fayetteville Saturday night, Georgia's Majestic Lounge is going to have an alt-country red dirt artist by the name of John Bauman.
Okay.
Oh, really? I want to play guitar and sing. And make the people stomp the floor. I wanna write the best of the best. dressed and be a high plains troubadour. He bought a beat up Takamine for me.
That show, tickets for it are $10 in advance, $12 day of. Should be from about 8:30 p.m. to about 12:30 a.m. at George's. Still in Fayetteville Saturday night, band that I've talked about before, but they bear repeating. Big Red Flag is back in town.
The stiff wind blow, let the thunder roll, and send a driving rain. I will still be hanging on the last monkey, swinging on that chain. Whoo, last monkey, swinging on a chain. Last monkey, swinging on a chain. Last monkey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're a Central Arkansas-based band that plays ragtime gypsy grass music. Mm-hmm. They'll be joined by another Central Arkansas band, Raging Folkaholics.
Raging Folkaholics.
I love that name, too. That show is from about 9 p.m. to midnight in Fayetteville. One more show in Fayetteville Saturday night. Nate Hancock returns to Fayetteville. He'll be at Nomad's Music Lounge. He's been on a bit of a world tour the past few months. He plays kind of soul, blues, mm-hmm. rock with a little bit of hip hop mixed in.
Impression to make, everything I give, I'm prepared to take. I keep praying to God, give me strength, help me choose when I can't see and I can't look. In the mirror till I find myself, my vision's getting clearer. And I've got to find my reflection.
That is a all-ages show beginning at 8 o'clock at Nomads.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah. And then finally Saturday night, Bike Rack Brewing Company in Bentonville at the 8th Street location, they'll restart the Brew Room Session series for this season. And this concert will feature Micah Bournes and a band called Trees and Houses. Micah, he mixes poetry and hip-hop. Mm-hmm. And then Trees and Houses, they're a Fayetteville-based acoustic folk and live art duo.
Live art, like art will be created
yeah,
as
like
music.
Live painting.
Okay, all right.
That show has a $10 cover, and it's from 7 to 9 p.m. again at Bike Rack Brewing Company on 8th Street in Bentonville. Then skipping ahead to Tuesday, the next On the Map show will be at George's in Fayetteville, featuring Terminus, Photocrime, and Russian Circles. Russian Circles, they're a Chicago-based instrumental rock band. Kind of think L1011, but a little bit heavier.
A little bit heavier, yeah.
That show will cost you $15 in advance, $17 day of, and it's expected to go from about 8:30 in the evening to about midnight.
All right. Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you, Kyle.